openness in which you've engaged working groups and individual states parties, and for your commendable efforts to produce a draft factual summary of the breadth of our discussions. We believe your Rev 1 best reflected these discussions. I followed with interest the debate regarding your draft factual summary this morning. Like many delegations who spoke before me, there was content I could take issue with, both as a matter of UK policy and in the context of accurately capturing the breadth and balance of our debate. I chose not to and was prepared to support your efforts. I noted comments from others that language in your draft did not reflect precedent of the past. By the same rationale, I could oppose the inclusion of so-called language on so-called nuclear sharing agreements or so-called nuclear umbrellas. Again, I did not, because I acknowledge that these are important issues to delegates in this room and that genuine debate, transparency and accountability is an important part of bridging the divergences between us. Like others, I hope that the future debates can return to a focus on reviewing operation of the MPT. Nonetheless, reflecting on your text and our discussions, there are some positives we can take away and ideas and energy that we should seek to preserve. I was encouraged by the support we heard from many states for building on the recommendations from last year's working group on strengthening the review process. There was a clear, ongoing commitment from some nuclear weapon states to strengthen transparency in the context of both risk reduction and accountability. Side events and debate in this room have helped advance discussions on peaceful uses, risk reduction, and gender mainstreaming. Mr. Chair, if you will allow me, I feel compelled to respond to comments from the Iranian delegation this morning. I would reiterate only that Iran's nuclear program is more advanced than ever. It has no credible civilian justification. It poses a clear threat to regional and global security. Iran's lack of cooperation with the IAEA undermines the safeguard system and the IAEA's authority. In short, Iran's nuclear program quite clearly merits a place in our debate and therefore in your factual summary. Thank you.
I thank you, Ambassador, for your statement. Next, I give the floor to Ambassador of the United States, to be followed by Ambassador Vanuatu.
Chair, let me begin by thanking you and your team, the Secretariat, for your efforts, not just over the past 2 weeks, but over the past year. Your perseverance and professionalism is very much noted. My delegation also notes your attempt to improve the factual summary text, but can't help but notice that in the effort to balance positions, the text